Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I do welcome you to the broadcast. I look forward to sharing with you today as we bring this, it's almost a series on coming into maturity, to a conclusion. And again, if you've missed a broadcast, especially in this series, I feel they're especially important. I invite you to go to www.unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can listen to any that you've missed or to rehear one at your convenience. They are archived there. But we've been talking about God's plan for the ages, and that is to restore His people, you and I, to a place of relationship and authority as God has ordained in the beginning. The Bible opens and closes with God's plan of the ages. Isn't that the truth? I mean, it starts with the earth and dominion over the earth being given to Adam and Eve, and in the end, a new heavens and a new earth. Of course, we'll be ruling and reigning with Jesus during His millennial reign for 1,000 years. But beyond that, we are going to be co-working with Him. We're going to be sharing the beauties and joys of eternity with Him. So what is God doing now? He's interested in saving souls. He's interested in extending His kingdom through the hearts of men. And once we are a child of God, the Holy Spirit is actively pursuing our maturity in Christ. So we've looked at, I never expected this to take 2 weeks, but it has, we don't grow spiritually just naturally. We have to apply some effort and have some understanding. Natural biological growth occurs naturally, of course, but as far as our spiritual arenas of maturity, we will grow by the measure of maturity is how we care for what God has entrusted to us. And so there are areas in our lives, metrons of accountability, we have to give an answer to the Lord when we stand before Him at the judgment seat of Christ. And there are at least five common areas that are true for all of us. There's our physical bodies, our spiritual walk, the inner man of the heart, our relationships with the care and development and stewardship of God-ordained relationships is so important. Our talents. There's many applications in the New Testament, the parables that Jesus spoke. And then, of course, our material possessions, our finances. All these areas are under the guidelines of God's Word. And we have to bring these gifts back to God with an increase. And so we understand that not only in these literal areas God has given us that we are responsible to, but there's also maturity that comes in our relationship with God. And you can say, what do you mean by that? Well, how can we develop our relationship with the Lord? We come into a mature fellowship by being fully engaged in the Father's business. Unity with the Lord and with one another comes from sharing common goals, common responsibility, and time together. The heart of true life and biblical covenant is found in the common work in building things together, the things that we can do. Just like I gave in his example, remember Adam? God named the day and the night. He called light, light. But when it came to the animals, after he had been created, he wanted Adam to name the animals and partner with him. And so sharing and working together is God's original plan. The very natural physical world that God has given to us responds to man's care of it. And that very first invitation that Jesus gives to us in Matthew, he says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls." We're to come to him, that's what we're to do, to take his yoke and learn of him. And his yoke basically is learning the ways of the Lord. Beloved, you and I are in a divine partnership with God now and in the ages to come. And lastly, we were looking at problems, which we would tend not to think as an area of stewardship. But beloved, our character is purified and forged through our trials and problems that we go through. We are literally, we can reflect our area of maturity by how we respond to problems. The problems not only build our character, but they reveal our character. How mature we are in Christ. Do we blow up the moment something upsets us? Do we exhibit patience and long-suffering? All those are earmarks of where we are in the Lord. So to be irresponsible in any of those areas, God will call us into account. The Holy Spirit's ministering to many of you. There are areas the Holy Spirit, if you've been listening, showing, bringing to your attention. But irresponsibly also means not properly addressing the problems we face, because while problems don't come from God, that He allows them for our spiritual growth and maturity. Problems teach us how to apply God's word and appropriate true faith. Beloved, God is building character and skills and relationships with His people that will pass on into the next age. What you're learning now will never be unlearned. Is part of what God wants you to acquire right now, so you'll be fit for His heavenly service. And I don't know all that God has planned for us, but there's some wonderful things ahead. In 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verses 9 through 15, we find that there are various things that are listed. If a man has, what he has is wood, hay, and stubble, the scriptures tell us that they'll be burnt up when we stand before the judgment seat of God. But what will pass through the fire, in fact, let me just turn briefly there. It says, we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. And according to the grace God has given us, let us build upon. See, it talks about that partnership. Let's build upon this foundation, which is Christ Jesus. Gold, silver, precious stones. Then wood, hay, and stubble are mentioned. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If it'll be burned up, he'll suffer loss. Praise God. And so, beloved, our works will be tested by fire. What will pass through the fire? It's your godly motives. It's your ethics. It's your leadership. It's your stewardship skills, your character, your capacity for obedience and faith. Do you see why I was so concerned about the importance of sharing this message? Because what I'm sharing right now, I'm going to have to give account. You're going to have to give an account of when you stand before the Lord. Now, let us come to the conclusion of the matter. What is the consequence of this process of maturing? Well, first of all, it brings us under the measure of a perfect man, under the stature of Christ Jesus. But also, beloved, we are to teach others. We're to lead others in this understanding. First of all, we have to develop this mentality in ourselves, and then we can stimulate others by exhortation, by our encouragement, and by our example. Beloved, there's nothing like an example. You know, I've said this from time to time over the years. I don't know who said it. Preach the gospel and use words if necessary. So, beloved, our very lives are an example, a testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is the conclusion of the matter? All these things I've been sharing for these days. Basically, we are partners with God, and we are stewards over what He has entrusted and delegated to us. And this is the way He fellowships with us. Think about that. Sometimes we think the only way we can fellowship with God is with prayer or worship. Well, that's certainly true and extremely necessary. But hear what 1 Corinthians 3 and 9 says. We are God's fellow workers. So, beloved, what do I leave you with? Having understood these principles, I challenge you to begin to impart these principles wherever God has you right now, in your home, in your workplace, in your neighborhood, those who are neighbors to you, the person next door in the apartment next to you, in the marketplace. Beloved, we need to model these truths in our private as well as our public lives. We, as God's fellow workers, will come to maturity because we have a sense of personally owning and improving what has been given to us, beloved. Remember, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. He has miracles for us, but we need to go to Him. We need to expect that in the midst of our problems, He has answers. He's not a God that will forsake us or deny us, but He is there, an ever-present help in the time of trouble. For my beloved, yea, hear the word of the Lord. I speak to you this day to encourage and strengthen your heart to know that I am with you. And even those problems that have seemed so perplexing and confusing to you, and you do not see how you're going to get through them, how you can find a way of escape, beloved, I will give you my wisdom. I, as it is written in my word, I don't upbraid, but I will give liberally to him that asks. So ask of me, and I will give you the knowledge, the wisdom that you need, and you will see, excuse me, that you will be able to surmount that mountain. You will be able to climb that mountain. You'll be able to go through that valley because I am with you and I hold your right hand. Is it not written, yea, you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and I will be with you? Therefore, fear not, for know that I love you with an everlasting love and I delight to see you triumph in the victory that your God has given. Praise God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for that word. And with that, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for joining me today, and I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you from the depths of my heart, and I thank you for being my spiritual family. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,